All right. We've now officially been joined by our race-winning team owner, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale, thank you for joining us and spending some time with us. Obviously, an exciting win there for Justin. He now has a couple of these great Gibson guitar trophies. Just talk a little bit about the team's performance and obviously bringing home another win for Junior Motorsports.
Yeah, Justin's just incredible. Seems to get better and better with every race. We've raced with Justin for so long. I've always felt like Justin was steady, dependable, always, you know, uniquely one of our better cars every single race. And maybe we underestimated him a little bit. Been with him a long time, and he just keeps surprising me with his ability and his patience and his, tenacity behind the wheel. He's so great on restarts, always trying to gain spots and work hard on the track. And I know a lot of y'all have experienced how great he is outside the car in interviews and with his time and his patience and with partners and sponsors. He's a team owner's dream in regards of all of those things. So I'm just very thankful. I just want to celebrate him because he's meant a lot to the organization. And we're way better off because of him as a company. Overstreet's done a good job this year giving him really good race cars. We've got a great team around him, and so hopefully we can keep it going. It's going to get harder. These young guys are getting better, and some of that's because of Justin, and it's just going to continue to get harder and harder as the season goes, and everybody gets all their stuff and all their ducks in a row for the run to the finish. So we're very fortunate, though. We're having a good little stretch of races for the company, and Justin's a big part of that success.
All right. We'll go ahead and take a few questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll work to get a microphone to you. We'll start with John and then work our way to Zach. Go ahead, John.
John Newby, FanBuzz. I know that there are many ways to talk about everything that Justin has done for your organization, but what does it say about him as a competitor, as a driver, when he can go from crew chief to crew chief to crew chief and still contend for championships and at this point have 179-point lead over the field?
Yeah, we've had some really great people come through our organization that have worked with Justin, we've won championships with different crew chiefs, and Jason Burdett was incredible with him for so many years, and so it's it's been, I think that we're very thankful for all of those individuals, but there were some question marks, I think, going into this season with Overstreet. Overstreet was with Carson last year, and they had a really rough season for the most part. So I think I was unsure as to what to expect, and it's exceeded my expectations. Overstreet's way more confident in his decisions, his choices, himself. With every race that they do well in, he gains more and more swagger as a crew chief. He got a little cute at Charlotte, and we talked about that. And, you know, but that, you know, if he just does, if he just, you know, gives Justin the car that he's been giving him and just does all of the things, regular decisions on pit road, and doesn't try to, he doesn't have to get cute with a guy like Justin in a car like he's building. And so it's but to answer your question, I feel that's why I said maybe we underestimate him, because he keeps no matter who we have working with him, he gets results, and he just doesn't quit. His restarts are always so good. It's hard to be good at restarts, and he's always going for it. But took a lot of patience and took a veteran's mindset to win tonight. There was a point in the race where they were kind of beat, and they didn't give up on that. And Justin continued to kind of chip away at the line he needed to run to get his car to handle and do what it needed to do to make the lap time to be able to close on the leader and get the pass made. So just impressive.
And then entering the season, there were obviously rumors about his future, and this week is the first time he's kind of publicly addressed where he stands with that situation. As a team owner, what Is there a role where you're kind of like, hey, don't do it?
Well, if this is the last race we ever ran with Justin, it has been an honor and a privilege to work with him. And this has been better than I would have ever imagined. So whatever else we do going forward, if he finishes up the year and says, you know what, I think I've had enough, that's fine too. If he runs a couple more years, I'll be happy about that as well. If he wants to run longer, it's just pressure on me to keep giving him everything that he deserves and everything he needs to be successful. But there are priorities in his life that are shifting: family, his kids, his family business up north. So there's a lot of things that he has to prioritize that are changing, and I want to support him because he's been so incredible for me and a great friend, and I just want him to be happy. I don't want him to feel beholden or obligated to anything or anyone. And he's earned his opportunity to do whatever he wants to do, whether it's continue to race or call it a day and go do something else. So I'll support whatever choice he makes, you know. But if he wants to race more, it's like, all right, we'll buckle down, try to give you everything we can to make sure it's a good ride all the way to the finish.
All right, we'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com, on your right, Dale. I am curious, with the chase format and Justin's ability to consistently put himself in that top three range, it seems like on a weekly basis, how well do you feel like this situation suits him, especially in what could be a final championship run?
Yeah, I think it plays into his cards a little better. So I try not to really think about that because I'm not really superstitious, but I feel like you can get ahead of yourself a little bit. But so you have to have everything go well. You know, we have to have everything, parts and pieces and all those things, pit road, all the things go well. So Justin will do his job well. I feel pretty confident in that, and hopefully we give him the cars. And so we'll worry about that, I think, when it gets here. But I think his ability to take a fifth-place car and run fifth with it, you know, and get that result and not make a mistake trying to get more is going to play going to be a feather in his cap, you know. But like I said, the young guys are getting smart. They're getting better. Jesse Love is going to be right there. All of those organizations are going to pull all the good stuff off the shelf, and it is going to be quite a show, I think, in the playoffs, because everybody's just going to get better, faster, and smarter. And so it's not Justin's race to lose. I think it'll be a pretty even field of the top probably three or four or five, maybe even six, going into the first race there of the chase.
All right, we're going to go to Chris and then Holly. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Knight, GetChance.com. Hey, Dale. Tonight was JRM's 10th win of the season in 16 races, and also JRM extended at least one car in the top 10 for 74 consecutive races, inching closer to RFK's record. Can you talk about the dominance so far of your organization this year?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of reasons for that. Number one, I would credit the Hendrick Engine Shop. They worked hard this off season and found some more speed, power. We asked them to, and they delivered. So that we're very thankful of that. And we moved a lot of people around, drivers and crew chiefs, and that all seemed to bear some fruit at the start of the season. Now we've got a couple cars that didn't really run as good as they should have tonight, and we got to work on that. So while we are very happy about how Justin finished, we're equally as disappointed with how the car that we gave to Carson, or the 88. I mean, they're not running how they want to run, and so there's some work to do still, even with all the success we're having. You're not entirely satisfied, and I know those guys are kind of, all of them want to run as well as Justin, and we all have the same parts and pieces, and feel like we got all the talent in the world in terms of crew chiefs, engineers, and support, and engines. All the parts are there. So a little disappointment on a couple of the cars tonight, and I think the crew chiefs would admit that and feel that as well. So I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here. But so as happy as we are about one car, you still got a couple that you want to do better, you know.
Are you aware of the record? No,
I'm not. But I do like statistics and records and stuff. But, it's Yeah, I don't think we ever dreamed that we would win this many races, me and Kelly, and when we started this deal back in the day, we just were so excited to go to the racetrack with a car and a trailer and go out there and push it through tech and do all those things, right, and just get to the racetrack and have fun and race. So it's been pretty incredible to have all the success we've had. And you never know, we had that first season, 21 or 22 or whatever it was, where we won all those races. And I told the company, I said, that's an anomaly. Don't expect that every year. But here we are, you know, kind of equaling some of our best years. Even last year was incredible. So, yeah, you just don't the wave is going, and you ride the wave, and the wave ends, and somebody else gets on top, and you got to try to, you know, figure out how to get it back, and we'll go through that at some point, I'm sure. But this has been pretty fun.
All right, if I can get a microphone to Trenton, please.
Trenton Warsham with franchise.com. Dale, Justin's accomplished a lot of stuff later in his career, winning a championship and all these races. And you talk about these younger kids, you know, coming like Brent Crew seeing this place for the first time, giving him a run for his money tonight. Yeah. What does it say about Justin being a veteran and still, you know, just, you know, taking it to the field and everything at this point of his career?
Well, I mean, I tell Raja, you know, he's trying to go out there and win races. And I'm like, man, you're racing against a guy like Justin's got thousands of laps, and all he's been in all these situations where these young guys might make a mistake or slip a tire or something. And I'm like, you know, you're racing against guys that are like Justin that have been through all these scenarios, and they're not going to make those mistakes as often. And so I would hope that Justin, if given an equal car, could beat most of these kids, and he would too, I think. But so I don't know. I feel like that. I guess I think more about, you know, what would have happened if Justin had gotten a bit better of an opportunity on the Cup side, way back in the day, right? Because I think he's Cup caliber, and just never really got that chance to have a good solid see it through kind of career. But so we're very lucky to have kind of caught him and found him and give him a home, and we're taking advantage of that because I think he's incredibly talented. But I don't, you know, Brent and those guys have insane raw ability. And when they kind of, you know, when they harness all of it together, it's going to be hard to beat them. And, you know, it's a matter of time before they figure all that out. And, you know, for tonight example, maybe Justin knew where the track was going to go or what he needed out of his car. And maybe Brent didn't have that experience to be able to tell his guys exactly how much of an adjustment he needed. I don't know. You know, I'm just, you know, Justin's going to have a little bit of an advantage in some of those scenarios, but it's not always going to play out in our favor. But, you know, it's a great series. That's what makes it so fun. You got veterans out there doing well. You got young guys that are going to click and make it work and come on strong in spurts and have incredible seasons like Connor did last year. And that's what makes this series so fun.
All right, Stephen, go ahead.
Stephen Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Dale, I saw you lean into the window of Cletus McFarland's car when you were walking up pit road to victory lane. I guess, what'd you tell him? And then what do you feel like it does for the O'Reilly series to have him out here?
I asked him if he's getting dizzy from spinning around in circles. he's such a great dude. And I'll be honest, I feel like I've gotten to talk to him when the cameras are off, and he is such a great guy, and he truly just wants to come in here, and he doesn't want to be the story for all the wrong reasons. You know, he wants to come in, run his race, learn, get out of here without ruffling any feathers. He knows he's got a long way to go before he can really find the speed to perform, and I think his opportunities in ARCA are incredible opportunities for him to continue to improve as a driver. He's a way better race car driver tonight than he was at Rockingham, and he'll keep on getting better. And so he's fun to have around because, like I say, I've seen him and listened to him and watch him speak when the cameras aren't on, and he's in it for the right reasons. And he just wants to you know, come in and be embraced and have a good time and enjoy himself. And so that's I appreciate that about him. So, and I will say this too, he's with the right people. Like the folks at RCR have all the resources to tune him and prep him and sim him, and you know, Ty's excitement around that deal. You know, the team rallying around him, the testing they did with him at Rockingham. I mean, they're tutoring him, and really, they're not just cashing a check. They're really trying to help him progress as fast as possible. He's with the right people to do what he wants to do this thing the right way. So I'm excited to see how it progresses.
Good deal. Thanks, Dale. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll go ahead with the question here.
Jonathan Howard, Athlon Sports. There was a discussion a little while back about what is the identity of the O'Reilly series. Do you think that tonight was a good example of what the identity of the series is, with Justin and two teenagers chasing them down at the end?
Yeah, I think selfishly I love the series the way it is. I know everything can't stay the same forever, but I do love the series. I love the cars. I love how the cars are built. I love the parts and pieces. I love how they drive. I love to hear how the drivers enjoy driving them. And so I think the series is doing a lot of great things. Our numbers on CW continue to rise. You hear fans talk positively about the competition and the show. And I get to, you know, we get a couple cup guys come drive our cars, and they really enjoy what they experience. So, yeah, I would, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing, but, you know, There's a runway. I don't know how long it is in terms of parts and pieces, and there's some things that need to get sorted out for the series to continue on this path. And but I hope we can find a way to keep it as close as it is today, and continue to modernize it and make it affordable for our teams that are a part of it. A lot of our teams in this series are you know, putting this together week to week to week, and a good majority of our teams work really, really hard with the money they have to race. And so we have to be very strategic and smart about the decisions we make on the series going forward. But, yeah, I think it's a place where the young guys can get a lot of experience, learn racecraft, learn decision-making. There's a vast difference between the cup car and anything else. Like, there's nothing like the cup car. It's independent rear suspension, the drivetrain, the tire, and everything completely different. It's the aero. I talked to Austin Hill, and he's like, everything I do with the O'Reilly car, I got to do the opposite with the cup car. Everything about the aero is completely different. I literally have to learn how to drive all over again. And so he can't apply any of the same tools of the trade and position the car the same or anything out on the racetrack or around other cars, because it doesn't react the same way or do the same thing. So, but you can learn racecraft. You can learn good decision making. Like Raja, he has all the speed. He has the want to and the work ethic, but he's got to work on some of the decision making, when to push, when not to push. Taking a third place car at Dover and getting a top five with it, giving his team a chance to get him home, and that's how you do it. You do it in this series. So. Yeah, the cars might not be the same, but all the things that you got to learn up here are. And so it's a great series for these guys to come through before they get to the cup level. I still believe in the two-year deal. Like, I know there'll be some one-year guys, some anomalies like Connor Zilich and so forth that come through and spend 1 year here. But I believe it's about a two-year run through here to really kind of learn everything you need to learn to be ready for the next level.
Dale, before we let you go, I wanted to just ask you a little bit about, obviously, Amazon Prime is back. You guys had your first race last weekend. I know it was under, you know, some unique and sad circumstances. But the post-race show, which is something that I know you're passionate about, you talk about it often on the Dale Jr. Download, but just kind of a unique experience for race winners, and I've had the opportunity to go to that with them, and they always come off the stage and talk about how much they enjoy it and how awesome it is, and you guys do the beer toast. And do you mind to just talk a little bit about Amazon Prime and what they put into that process?
Yeah, well, being a streaming platform, we get to do whatever we want, come on there when we want, and stay as long as we want. So that's one of the benefits for us, to be able to do the post-race show and do it as long as we want to do it and do it as thorough as we like. We would prefer to interview everybody that finished in the top 10. We'd prefer to put those interviews on air and do a good thorough hour-long run through of all the drivers' comments. It's not easy to find them when the race is over with. We lose a cameraman and a pit reporter to victory lane, so now we're down one person and one camera trying to chase the drivers down. And y'all all know what I'm talking about. So but the drivers are getting better. They're learning about the post-race show, and they're starting to make themselves available, and they want to be a part of it. They tell us that. They want to be a part of it. They really appreciate Amazon's approach and the work that Amazon puts in, and so they want to support that. And NASCAR is working as well to try to give Amazon all of the opportunity to do those things. But we have a great group at the table, and we've got a great group behind us that makes it all happen. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I love the job, and yeah, that's it. I mean, I think everybody up there just wants to be there, you know, and so that comes through in the work we do.
All right, Dale. Yep. Thank you, as always, for spending time with us.
Thank y'all.
Congratulations again on that win.